Hey everybody, welcome to another car show, a car show, where we're in the car, not where we show the car. I've never actually been to one of those. I don't think I would enjoy it, you know. That would be like going to something called a girlfriend show, where you see girlfriends that are way out of your league and just kind of look at them and think, maybe someday that's attainable, but for right now I'm not even close, not even vaguely, you know what I mean? We are in the car, though. Speaking on the topic of car, I saw this thing today that I think I might want to declare real dick move by parents, like the ultimate dick move that a parent can do. I mean, other than, you know, like, just peacing out or whatever. And that's this. You know that thing that sometimes you'll see, okay, a kid's waiting for the ride. The parent comes, and, you know, the parent will show up. And they pull up, and the kid's going to get in the door, and then the door's locked, and the parent, like, starts driving away. Like, that's real fucking hilarious, you know? And you can tell, you can see, sometimes you see the dad or the mom in there just fucking dying laughing. You know, like, oh my god, I can't believe I came up with this one. You know, wait till I tell the people at work, they are gonna shit. You know? Not that good of a move. I mean, first of all, dick move, in general. Real dick move. Second of all, that's your fucking kid. Like, come on. If you're going to play a joke on your kid, play one that's worth it. You know, that in 10 years, the kid will be like, remember that time you fucking scared the holy bejesus out of me? That was amazing. You know, I guarantee you your kid's not going to look at you doing that and be like, hey, Dad, remember that time you were supposed to pick me up and then you pretended like you were going to drive away? And, of course, you only drove, like, 5 feet. But, that happened. You remember that one? Oh my god, that was a good one. That was a good one. That was one of your best, Dad. In your top 10. You know. I don't know. It's a real dick move, too, because as an innocent bystander, it makes me, like, sad. I feel sad when I see that. You know, when I see a parent treating their kid that way. I mean, I'd really rather watch you just beat the living shit out of your son than do that move, because that was, at least when you're beating the shit out of him, I'm like, well, alright, this dad's just crazy, and you know, the kid was misbehaving or something, like, you know, something happened, he probably deserves it, you know, he probably stayed up past his curfew, and, you know, now he's got a broken arm, I mean, everything's evened out. But when you're just doing that, I'm like, okay, so you're like the big jokester dad, huh? The cool guy. It's not because I can't stand to watch a child in pain. Believe me, that's one of my favorite things. I could watch that all day and all night. Wink. No. It's not because a child's in pain. It's because I feel the pain of knowing people like that. You know, a dad who thinks he's hilarious. Really not much worse than a dad who thinks he's like a fucking total crack up, you know? Oh my god. I bet your friends, you know, Tim, I bet your friends fucking tell you your dad's hilarious all the time, huh? What's it like to have the cool dad? You know, the one that all the other kids think is so cool. Is that that must be awesome. It's not awesome. Because they don't think you're the cool dad. That's the thing. You think you're the cool dad. I accept that. I buy that, but fucking nobody else thinks it. Believe me, you're the only one who thinks you're the cool dad in the whole world. I was, as many of you may know, I have an on and off hobby of, just going through Craigslist. You know, I think half the world does this. Goes through Craigslist, just kind of pokes about, sees what's going on. Some real disturbing developments on there. I don't know if these are new. I haven't been on there in a long time. But let me tell you the sections I check. You know, for a long time I was surfing the cars and the motorcycles, but now I don't because, again, that's like girlfriend convention. So then, you know, nowadays, I mean, this is a pretty good sign of how your life's going, where you're like, I used to surf the motorcycles on Craigslist. Now I surf the part where it's like they put up the job descriptions for the aero sign spinner guys, you know, looking just for some weekend gig or something. I have to say, so if you look up gigs is gigs is Craigslist speak for come over to my place and get naked. I mean, apparently there's some kind of a cottage industry of just girls getting naked. I don't know if it's for photos or, like, webcam videos. I don't know how people are selling these and making money off of them. But furthermore, I don't really know why, you know, it's like, oh, I'll pay you, you know, $40 to come over. Let me take your picture while you get naked, da-da-da-da. And it's like, let me just give it a piece of advice to the ladies out there. Rather than go to some guy's house and have him take your picture and give you $40 and then sell it for however much, you need to figure out, like, you know, where these pictures are being sold. And then you can fucking just do it yourself. Cut out the middleman. My God, if there's ever been a time to cut out the middleman, this is the time, my friends. My female friends. Because this guy is not doing you any huge favors, believe me. Some guy advertising in the Northern Colorado Craigslist for gigs and is like, need cam models. By the way, cam model. Let's just stop with the whole, this is not a model. Okay, what are you modeling? You're not modeling a lifestyle. Sure as fuck ain't modeling clothes. I mean, office furniture? When you're sitting in front of a computer, you know, and it's allegedly just you decided to get naked for no fucking reason in front of your computer. So, I mean, let's just cut the model word right out of it. I have no respect for models, you know, of any persuasion, male, female, clothed, unclothed. But this is not modeling, okay? I mean, saying that you're a modeler is like saying, oh yeah, that'd be like me saying, I'm a professional broadcaster. No, it's not. You know, it's just me sitting naked in an office chair talking into a microphone. It's the same thing as what you're doing, calling modeling. So, you know, that's one thing. So I will say this, though. You know, even if you do go that way, I have very little respect for, well, let's not say very little respect. Let's just put it this way. Land of opportunity, you know, all that bullshit. It's kind of true if you possess a naked female body. You have an option. I'm not saying it's a good option. You know, I'm not saying it's a proud option. But Jesus Christ, if you needed to put food in your mouth, there's a way to do it. I'll tell you what, there are like 100 things on there. I mean, I don't know. Maybe people are just getting raped and killed. I don't really know. I don't know how that works, too. So this is another problem. I think you'd have to pay. Here's what's really funny. I was thinking about these ads and how it's like, naked girls, come to my house, do the cam thing. Or, you know, be a photography model, but nude, you know. And I was thinking, man, if I was a girl, I would do this. And then I was thinking, I'd have to have, like, a friend, like a big dude to come with me. You know what I mean? Insist that a big dude came with me just so nothing crazy happened. Because you don't know, you're going to show up there. There's going to be at least one weird guy. Probably another couple weird guys just hanging out, you know. So you'd have to bring one weird dude. And that got me thinking, in my real life, you know. You know what I should do? Is start a service where I have, like, a stable of girls who do these nude things. And I have, like, a couple big guys that I send with them. So it's like a, And then as soon as I went to, it's like a, And I was like, oh, it's like a pimp. I guess I can't do that. That's probably not appropriate. And probably not going to work. You know, probably better off if I just took a bunch of steroids and put up a thing that was like, hey, I'll come with you to these naked things for, you know, $10 an hour. I'll just fucking stand there, you know, and then I'll just say, oh, yeah, I'm an ultimate fighter. Like, here's a picture of me in boxer briefs, so that's how you can tell. You know, I have short hair. Obviously, that's what I'm up to. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think pimping is in my future. So that's most of the gigs section, right there. Also, there's a lot of, you know, gigs where it says, oh yeah, well basically we need an entire kitchen staff. You know, experienced cooks required, and you're like, what the fuck? What happened to your entire kitchen staff? You know what I mean? Something bad happened. Ramsay came in and cleared the place out. This is Roll! Get out! How could you open a restaurant? So then, you know, I did it. So there was another one, and it was like, write questions for, you know, one of these bar trivia things. All you got to do is know how to use PowerPoint, and write trivia questions. Which I was like, well, fuck me. This is like my entire job is trivia. I mean, this is the easiest gig in the world for me. So I said, all right, I'll apply. And so, you know, I said, hey, I'm down for it, whatever. I even threw a little joke into my email thinking, ha ha ha, this is supposed to be hilarious anyway. So let's show them the goods, you know. Like, if I was going to be a nude cam model, I would want a picture that was a little more revealing. You know, I wouldn't just send them a headshot. They'd probably be like, fuck you. Let's see that ass. So I sent him the thing, and then he's like, great. All you got to do is come to, you know, this other thing and bring some sample questions with you that you've already completely prepared. And they didn't give me any criteria or anything like that. And I got to thinking, like, this is a really good way to just get this shit for free, right? You just tell everybody, hey, come to the trivia night, whatever. Bring 3 questions. You get 10 guys. Now you got 30 questions. Boom. And you say, not really what we're looking for. Thanks. You know. So I was like, go fuck yourself. They had another ad up that I saw later that said they wanted people to do the trivia, to host it, you know. Which, again, I'm like, I'm a professional broadcaster, of course, professional nude broadcaster, but I'm flexible. I can work with some kind of shorts on, probably. We'll see. But I could do a tentative yes. So I clicked on that ad. Well, what they want you to do is, it says, okay, if you want this job, come to one of our trivia nights, bring like 3 or 4 friends. So it's like, okay, so you just want people to play the trivia then, and you're offering them this job, but really, you're just suckering people into coming to your fucking event. What a bunch of shitheads, you know? So don't do that. I think it's called, like, Honeycomb Productions or something, so if you're thinking about it, fuck them. Fuck you and fuck them, you know? Fuck all that shit. So that's most of the gigs section. Let's move on to the personal section. Now, I have 2 favorite areas of this. One is casual encounters. That's where people get on to have sex. And one is missed connections. You know, the regular, like, looking for love or whatever is okay. But I don't know. I mean, a lot of them are pretty sad. Or they're just like, if they're not sad, it makes me wonder. I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with online dating at this point. I mean, we're far enough in the future that I don't see any real problem with that. You know what I mean? But, you know, and because I think when we used to talk, like in the 90s, we used to talk about online dating. We would be talking about, oh, you know, I see this person only online. You know, we just chat online. And that's not dating. But online dating where you set up a meeting with somebody and date them based on a few, you know, online interactions, I don't really think that's a problem. I mean, that is no worse than going on a blind date or being set up with somebody that you've met one time in person. I don't think it's a lot worse, you know? I mean, yeah, everyone says, what if you get there and their picture looks totally different? Which to me is like, I don't think that's a big problem. If I'm just not attracted to them, I'll just go on the one date and go home. I mean, it's not that hard. You know, and if they ask, I'll just say, I just wasn't feeling it. It's not for me. Thanks, though. The real problem is you get there and they are much crazier than their picture indicated. You know, their picture didn't show them being a crazy person. I think that's much more of a problem. You know, it didn't show them in a straitjacket making the googly eyes. Or, you know, dressed like the Joker, but at a normal desk at work. You know what I mean? If you show up and you're different from your picture, I think you've got to expect what you're going to get, right? You can't be surprised when, if you show up and you look totally different from your picture, probably a legit response is for someone to say, well, you looked completely different from your picture, so not interested. And by the way, fuck you. That doesn't make somebody shallow because you look completely different from your picture. You know, if they're the shallow person, then why the fuck did you put up the fake picture? You know what I mean? Or the picture from 10 years ago. Okay? I mean, yeah, this is what's going to happen. What are you trying? You're trying to trick somebody into liking you? Like, that's a really good plan. That's going to be sustainable as a relation. I swear to God, I just saw a guy look like he was getting roadhead. But I think the girl next to him is just really short. And I like to look at the male and the female. You know, the missed connections, because they're really funny. I think that missed connections, I don't know exactly how it works, but there are two kinds of people that I see commonly post on missed connections. Now, for those of you who don't know what a missed connection is, you get on Craigslist and it's like, let's say I'm driving and I stop at a stoplight and look over and I see some hot babe and we share a look and then she drives away and I say, oh man, what a hot babe, you know, I wish, if only there was a way, you know, that I could reach out to her. So ostensibly this is it, you know, and that would be an okay use of it, I guess. The problem is that's not what people do. What people do is they'll say, hey, you work at the Starbucks where I go like 3 times a week, and I think you're really hot. We should go on a date sometime if you're single, LOL. That's retarded. You know what I mean? That's just you don't have the guts to ask somebody out. That's not a missed connection. You know they're going to fucking be there on Tuesday. You just don't want to screw up your regular Starbucks run by going and asking somebody out, you know. But that's no good. Basically, what you're trying to do is feel like you're trying and not actually try. I think that's what's going on there. You know what I mean? So you can sort of go to bed at night feeling like, I got this. I just shoved these feelings out into space and now I can sleep soundly. I mean, I guess I don't believe that, but whatever. So the one kind is, you know, the missed connection. So the ones that are... the ones that ladies put up, I gotta say there's like a lot of real douchey sounding guys. Or it's not, maybe they're not douchey, but the reasons that people attracted to them, I find almost shocking. There's a lot of like people and it's like guy who's in type of car XYZ or on motorcycle. You know, it was like, you looked really hot. You were driving like a ninja or something. I'm like, a ninja? A ninja? I saw the misconnection, I was on there, and it said something about a ninja, and I was like, what the fuck? Thinking, okay, this girl saw a ninja swoop down from the rooftops, slice some guy in half, and then go diving away in a smoke bomb, and fell in love with him. Weird, but interesting. I'm interested too. Yeah, I would be fucking pretty crazed about that myself. I might give the guy a call if I could. Or a girl, if it was a girl ninja. If I saw a girl ninja, I might be tempted to post a missed connection. Why not? What's the harm? But, no, it was a ninja motorcycle. You know. Or, there will be a lot of, like, I saw you at a bar. You had a Jaeger bomb. Da-da-da-da. Almost all the ones that guys post for girls are the worst. You know. And the headlines often say where they were or something like that. And 9 times out of 10, it's like, the drunken monkey, you know, stuff like that. Hey, I saw you. You were fucking wasted. You fell on the floor and laughed. I like a girl with a sense of humor. Give me a call, you know. Hey, I saw you down 5 whiskeys and then jump in your car and peel out and drive away before I got a chance to talk to you. So the real tragedy there is we never got to hook up. But, you know, give me a call. I mean, I swear to God, some of the guy ones read almost like those really gross things that your uncle would say. You know, that shit like, if there's grass on the field, then it's open for play, or whatever. You know? That's half of them what they sound like. And maybe they are. I mean, maybe they are just all our weird uncles on there. I mean, I usually think in my head that these are like college-age guys, but maybe these are like old dudes. You know? I don't know. I mean, maybe people should just start getting on missed connections and describing their ideal man or woman every day, you know, every city. Like, if I just said, here's my ideal of someone, physical and personality, and just post it in 10 different cities, you know, and then say, all right, awesome. Well, here we go. That must be you. So, missed connections is pretty good, you know. I don't know, I'm always surprised, I guess. Maybe it's just my lingering not understanding of other lifestyles. I'm always most surprised by the men for men missed connections. You know, they're divided by men looking for women looking for men, and then, you know, men for men, women for women, and then it's like, you know, it gets down into the real weird shit. Like couples looking for fucking couples or something. I don't know. I don't know if the misconnections goes that far, to be honest. So, oh my god, some kind of bullshit going on up here. So, this is why I should not do this while I'm driving. Very unprofessional. There's just like a fire truck, but no accident. And an ambulance, but no accident. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about missed connections. I just don't know. I mean, I'd like to know about the people who did hook up via missed connections, but I just don't have a lot of hope for it, you know? I gotta believe, too, that 9 times out of 10, it's someone who's misinterpreting a signal. You know what I mean? One time. So, you know, I had this breakup. I didn't see anyone for a really long time. A couple years. And, I was out with some friends, you know, and we were at a Chili's restaurant. And my guy friend was like, the waitress is like, checking you out big time, you know. And I said, okay. And then his girlfriend said, no, she really is. I'm not just messing around. I'm a girl, I can tell. And I thought, yeah, you are a girl. You can tell. That makes perfect sense. Turned out that, you know, she was a girl. But she was also kind of wacky. Anyway, so they said, you know, oh, you should ask her out. And I said, I don't think so, guys. I think that maybe what you're seeing is, you know, flirtation may be waitressing in action. Waitressing can look suspiciously like flirtation. Especially if you choose to view it that way. So I said, no thanks. You know, but they persisted, and I eventually decided to... we left the restaurant. I went back in and put my number on a piece of paper with a note that was said something along the lines of, hey, you're a waitress. I'm a dude. I was the dude... I don't know what I said to differentiate from that friend. Probably I was the shorter guy who wasn't sitting with the girl and trying... I was the guy who was not trying to convince the other guy that you were into him. Anyway, give me a call sometime if you want and put my phone number. You know, and I figured that way. I didn't want to ask her out with my friend sitting at the table. That would have been tough to live down. Although, in hindsight, that would have been a lot more fun. You know, because now I could say, remember that time we were at Chili's and I asked that waitress out and she laughed and then cried? And then, you know, we had a different waitress for the rest of the dinner that night. That was awesome, huh? I really, really did it. That was a good one for me. That was one of my top infractions in life. So anyway, I don't know. I mean, if you... Rather than do the missed connection later, just fucking shoot for it, I guess. Seems more reasonable. Moving on to the casual encounters. Now, casual encounters, this is something that a lot of people don't seem to understand based on what I see posted in there. Casual encounters is a nice way to say, let's just have sex. You know, maybe a fuck buddy, maybe a one-time thing, but not... Casual encounters is probably not a good name. It sounds like, yeah, I don't know, we'll go out to a diner. A nice lunch at a diner, just, you know, nothing too fancy, just casual, you know? I mean, I guess according to Craigslist logic, if you go somewhere that offers casual dining, that's a strip club or something. You know, there are only prostitutes there and you. I don't know. Now, casual encounters, I know for a fact, is broken up into the categories women seeking men seeking women, women for women, men for men, and then it gets real crazy. It's like woman seeking man. I always click that one first. Never have I seen an ad in there in our local area. Sometimes I'll just look in a big city just to see what's in there. And they all sound, you know, it sounds like hookers, basically. But, yeah, I mean, I just always click there because I'm thinking, I wonder how often an ad goes up in this section. There must be people who've written some kind of program, you know, to just alert them immediately if an ad goes up in that part of Craigslist, you know. Just email me, text me, call my phone, and blow the front door off my house because fucking A, I'm going, you know. You got to. That does not come up often. It does not come up often in life, you know what I mean? Just being out at a bar and then it turns into something crazy. That very rarely happens. Happens an inordinate amount on TV shows, by the way, because everyone thinks that's a real fun plot. You know, oh, let's do a sitcom where the guy almost gets in a threesome but doesn't do it because deep down he's a good guy. You know, or maybe we give him some other really good reason to not do it that then he's, you know, which is kind of bullshit, but it gets us out of this. We write ourselves into that threesome corner, but God forbid we ever actually show a main character of a show engaging in a threesome. I mean, that would be a great subplot. Can you imagine there's like a fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm? Larry David has a threesome, and then he has to deal with that shit after. The nuances of dealing with that threesome relationship, that could be a season of that fucking show. If only someone had the guts, the gusto, to really go for it in that way. You know, we could have something amazing. Something incredible could happen. Ugh, to live such lives, huh? What a mistake we've made, putting ourselves in this situation. So anyway, then the casual encounters. I don't often look at the men for women, because I think that the men, I don't understand why men post for casual encounters with women. I don't know. Call me sexist, but it's like, I mean, the social contract here is that I think men need to be a little more proactive. So if there's a woman looking for a casual encounter, she'll just put up in the... Why would a woman be browsing the male casual encounters and not put up her own casual encounter? That's what I want to know. Or, I mean, I'm fine flipping it and saying, let's just have men put it up and then women can browse at their leisure. But we should really only have one of the two sexes, you know, putting it up for the straight ones. I mean, for the gay one, it just, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you decide between putting up an ad and then browsing the ads. I mean, maybe you just put one up and then browse as, you know, while you wait and see what happens. You could... The nice thing about being gay would be you could really attack it from both sides. You could have your ad up, you know, as a trap. It's like you're trawling for fish behind your boat while you're fishing off the front using your actual fishing line. You know what I mean? You're actively catching fish while you're also passively catching fish. It's really kind of perfect, really. But unfortunately, again, you know, how many times do I have to lament my straight lifestyle? You know? It just never ends, really. The terrors of being straight are just never... They say it gets better, I'm told. I'm told it gets better. So the women looking for men. This is the whole reason I even wanted to talk about Craigslist. I saw the most hilarious women looking for men. I saw one that was like, you know, this woman who said, I saw you at the liquor store. It sounded pretty normal, you know. Oh, you were tall and handsome. You were at the liquor store. You said you were buying vodka to go with the beer and wine that you had at home. And then I'm like, all right, so this guy just needs to have every kind of booze at once. That sounds like worth writing a casual encounter. And by the way, this should have been a missed connection, but whatever, still pretty good. So the casual encounter, though, that I saw today blew my fucking mind, and here's why. It was a very unattractive, heavy-set mom. Now, that's not the problem. And in fact, I would say the casual encounters is probably great for this group. Because if you're like a, you know, I don't know, you're a little bit, you're not on the attractive side. Maybe that's not the focus of your life anymore. That's cool. And maybe you still want to have sex. That's cool. And if you put up your real picture and someone says, screw it, I'll have sex with that lady, everybody wins, right? And I don't know. I mean, some of the couples you see out there make me believe that somebody's going to be attracted to you. It does not matter what you look like. I mean, my God. I've seen pictures of myself where I think, people must see me out with the people I date and think, what the fuck? I guess there's somebody for everybody, huh? Look at that guy. Holy shit. Why the long face, buddy? So, the problem with this lady is not her physical appearance. However, her picture was a problem, because for one thing, it was a picture of her face and then the upper half of her body. She's sitting in a chair, and in one of her huge ham hock arms, she's cradling a crying baby. You know, but in that way where she's just one arm sort of holding it, like I would picture Eastern European women doing as they work a field and just like holding a baby in a massive arm. And, you know, the baby's just, like, squalling away, and she's clearly ignoring the baby, looking into the camera to take a picture on an ad that's like, come fuck me. Now, again, I mean, yeah, people have babies and then still fuck the people who had their babies, you know? Or people have babies and then divorce and then fuck other people. I mean, it's okay to fuck someone who had a baby. But why would you put them in the picture where you're trying to allure people to come fuck you? It's not even about, let's have a relationship. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, let's, you know, really start something together. Yes, I have a baby, I'm gonna be honest, but I have a lot of other good qualities. No, this was, come fuck me, you know, I guess I don't have any other digital pictures of myself at all, so I'm just gonna take one using my computer's webcam, and I cannot set down this baby for 2 seconds... Even though in the picture, it's not like I'm going to see the crying. I'm not going to see the words, where, spelled out in big letters behind you. You know? This is not a goddamn Peanuts cartoon. This is a fucking digital photo. Put down the fucking baby before you ask someone to come fuck you. Please. Please. Because nobody wants to see that. And if anyone does want to see that, when they're thinking, I mean, what's a guy supposed to be doing? Jacking off, looking at this picture, and then he sees a baby? Oh, good. And then what? What if he is more attracted? That's even worse. That's even worse. You don't want that guy to come over. He's like, oh, a baby. Well, now I definitely gotta go get a piece of that. Maybe she'll hold the baby while we fucking go at it. Be slamming her from behind while she's cradling that baby. That'd be awesome. Maybe the baby could go at her titty getting the milk while I'm banging her. That would be like a three-way. That's pretty close. If that baby's a girl, I'm in. If it's a dude, I'm not doing it, because I wouldn't do a two-dude three-way. But if that baby's a girl, I'm fucking going for it, because I can't turn it down. I've been waiting too long for the woman-woman-man thing to go, and it's just not happening. So this is as close as I'm going to get. Not looking this gift horse in the mouth. Not again. Not again. Not only that, but, you know, so in the thing, she's saying, I'm looking for someone to come have sex with me. You know, here's how old I am. I'm a mom. Okay, that's fine. And then she says, again, not a problem. She has a mom. It's the baby in the picture, cradling the crying baby. But then she starts saying, no strings attached, to which I say, all right, well, that's cool. I mean, I don't know. But then she says, you know, I'm married, I'm still married, but my husband is disabled and we haven't been able to have sex for 2 years, so I'm really raring to go. You know, and I start thinking, like, listen, lady, I don't think I need to know that. I think you're now attaching strings. You know how you said no strings attached? Well, quit attaching the strings. Because when you say no strings attached, then you go into this sob story about, like, well, you know, I was happily married, we had this baby, then my husband got, you know, he fell off the top of the grain elevator and fucking broke his back, and now he's immobile, and we can't have sex, and he's extremely frustrated, and so am I, and, you know, we had a really hard, tearful conversation where we decided to stay together, but I have needs, so I'm gonna fuck someone else, but I'll probably just burst into tears in the middle of it, thinking of my husband in the next room in his crazy wheelchair. I'm sorry, but, like, no strings attached has kind of gone out the window here, right? Like, this is no longer, oh, yeah, this is great. You know, come over, have sex with me. It's gonna be fun. It's like, well, no, it's gonna be deeply emotional for me. But I've decided it's what I needed to do. Okay. Well, yeah, great. I can't wait to come over You put the fucking baby in the crib. You know, you wheel your husband into the other room and hook up his feeding tube. And then we're gonna fuck like crazy. What is wrong with you? How did you even decide that this situation was gonna happen? What the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck? I don't need to know that, nor do I want to know that. Holy shit! Holy shit! No strings attached, my ass! Oh my god! Oh my god! You know. I just didn't understand. I don't understand why you would do this to yourself, you know? I mean, maybe that is the true story, but that's fine. You don't have to tell everyone everything. You know, if what you're looking for is just some simple sex, you'll find someone to provide it. Believe me, it'll be okay. It's gonna be okay. Everyone's gonna be fine. You know, but don't overdo it. Don't oversell yourself. Give me a little mystery. Let me find some stuff out when I get to the house and wonder what that weird smell is, and then I find out it's burning wheelchair motor. You know, because your husband's always wheeling around and he gets stuck up against the corner of the wall and just the fucking rah, 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 it's burning out. It's like an old vacuum cleaner or something. Let me find out that way. You don't have to give me all the details before anything happens, okay? Again, I'm sitting here. What is your image? I'm sitting here slowly masturbating, looking for my top choice, and then I see you and I'm like, I guess, you know, I guess it sounds good, no strings attached. I mean, she's not my normal type, but whatever. And then I'm like, oh, handicapped husband, huh? Boy, oi, oi, oing. Fuck you. Come on. Come on. I mean, why would you put up an ad and then make it almost impossible for someone to think about having sex with you without thinking about your handicapped husband and your baby? Horrible. Horrible. I used to think that, you know, I should start a service where what I would do is put up a thing that said, $10, you send me all your info, I type up your resume. Because you know what's crazy? I gotta say, people's resumes look like shit. I've seen a lot of real shitty looking resumes. You know what I mean? It's like, but now I think, hey, you know what I should do? I should just put up an ad that says, are you not getting anything from your Match.com ad? Send it my way. I'm going to fucking help you out here. I'm going to get you that casual encounter. You'll at least get a response, for God's sake. You know? Send it my way. I can help you. I can help you. I just saw this great sign that's like about not having an abortion, like a billboard. And it said, baby's arm, it's like a kid doing like he's revving a motorcycle. And it says, I was born to ride. And then it says, baby's arms form 28 days after conception. I mean, I think that depends on what you call an arm, sir. Because if I had the same arm that I had when I was 28 days from conception at the time I was born, I think we'd have a real big fucking problem. You know, I think somebody's going to be pissed off about that, and it's going to be me. If I had little baby arms when I was born, Jesus Christ. I don't know. That's not a very effective. They do this a lot. They'll say, oh, did you know a baby's got fucking lungs after 4 minutes after the sperm hits the egg? And I say, so fucking what? You know what else has arms? Bugs. Okay? Bugs have arms all over the place. They have way more than two. And I bet those come pretty quick. I bet they don't take no 28 days to fucking put bugs, ants on an arm. Arms on an ant? An army ant. You know? I don't know. I mean, who cares? It's just a pile of flesh. You know what else was on that girl who you murdered last week? Arms. Did you think about that? I bet you didn't think about that, did you? I mean, what the fuck? What's the point there? All you have to do is think about it. I mean, it's like, oh, well, if we make it seem more human. Well, it has a human body. Yeah, no one's arguing that it does not have the biological components, the building blocks of a human. I don't think that's the pro-abortion argument. I think the pro-abortion pro-choice argument is more along the lines of, well, yeah, but once this kid pops out and he has arms, I mean, you know, first thing they have arms, next thing you know they want to go to fucking college, and I can't afford that shit. I'm not even going to be able to help him with long division. You know, he's going to grow up horribly abused. I'm going to be holding him in my Craigslist casual encounter ad saying, want to come fuck? You know, and he's going to grow up with a handicapped dad. That's always fun. You want to have a good ride in elementary school, handicapped dad is a good way to go. I mean, I'll tell you what. Watching every kid in your class over the period of your first year of school, every kid in your class doing an impression of your handicapped dad. Yeah, you're going to build some fucking character, believe me. You know. But that's the pro-abortion argument. I'm not saying like, ah, well, if I didn't realize there would be arms being aborted. Hey, we did all the hard work, really, making the arms. You know, why turn around now? Why turn back on that? It's a little late, isn't it? He's got arms. It's 28 days, he's got arms. I mean, what kind of arms could he have? 28 days, you would only have missed one period. You know? You barely even know. Oh, fucking idiots. I really hate longboards. Can I just say that? I mean, if people want to ride a longboard around in a parking lot, that's cool. I don't like when people are using these longboards as transportation from one place to another. That is not practical. I saw what was like an adult man in the store with his mom. And they had a shopping cart, and he had his longboard, like, hanging off the handle of the shopping cart, you know, and his mom's pushing it around. So my first thought is, like, that's real nice, having your mom fucking push your longboard around the goddamn grocery store. That was my first thought. My second thought was, wait a minute, what's he doing with that fucking longboard? Did they fucking tandem that longboard here? Can you spider style on a longboard? I wasn't aware that was an option, but it kind of looks that way, doesn't it? What the fuck? You know? But who the hell knows? I don't know what people are doing with these longboards. Anyway, put them away. You know, summer's over, guys. Put them away. That's probably it for today. That's all I got. I'm at my destination now. So have a good week or couple days or however soon this comes out. Keep listening. Keep reposting things. You know, it seems like people have been posting things, which I love. I love when people do that. It's so awesome. And other than that, I'll see you in hell, fuckers. Later.